الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. On the side, we have been explaining for the past few days that those people who have iman, amal salihah, that is correct, which is acceptable to Allah, for which we must be concerned whether our iman and our amal are of the correct standard. Then Allah creates, in this ayat Allah explains, Allah creates love for those people. That Allah loves them, the malaika, then that love is put in all the creation also. And the method of that, the ulama have explained, the closest a person comes to Allah is by the faraid. And in the faraid, the most closest is salat, namaz. So a person by his namaz and the faraid, he becomes the closest and the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. So all our namazes, we must look after them, read them properly. And after that, by nawafil, a person comes more and more closer until he gets a great blessing that he is now saved of all gunas. And Allah puts barakat in everything of his now. And a person in here, there is no limit. There is no shore to the sea. You can just go further and further and become closer. As Allah is unlimited, your heights also you can reach are just more and more. So the most by which a person reaches Allah Ta'ala is by nawafil, the nafil namazes. So we should try and take this out of our mind. That nafil, if I want to, I read it. If I don't want to, I don't read it. Even without any reason, I leave it out. We are depriving ourselves very greatly. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was here in Lanesia, and it was time for our annual jalsa of the madrasa, and we wanted to invite Hazrat to come to the jalsa. So we went, we met Hazrat, we spoke to him, and after that, we came to the masjid, and we were all practically only ulama. At that time it was the Zohar time. In the morning, no other people really were there. We went to make Zohar namaz, and as we did not know, we all were scattered in the masjid and making our namaz, sunnat, the sunnats of Zohar. Then Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came from the back, and he walked to the place behind the imam. And he on his way, he said, when there is place in the first saf to read your namaz anywhere else is depriving yourself of great good. The first saf, the rewards of it are so much. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. If people knew the value of the first saf, swords will come out in the masjid. Like for example, people will reserve their places, and the next person will also want to take that place. So he'll move that mark, or that person has put something there to reserve his place. He'll move it a little bit. Somebody else will come, move it a bit more, so no place for him now is left. So when he comes, he will want his place. So fights will break out. We know normally we won't fight, but it comes in the hadith, swords will come out if we knew the value of the first stuff. Unfortunately, we don't know, so we push one another, you go forward. We make namaz somewhere at the back, and we casually just stay at the back. And we don't know what we are losing out. So there is great, great deprivation when we don't know the value. And like for example, if a person has got 100 million rand to invest, and he will invest it in city center, where he gets the maximum return. Now he goes and invests it in the Karoo, in the desert. He buys land there, where nobody is going to rent for him, nothing, no return. So we also, we come to the masjid, and time is the biggest investment. And the time that we have making our sunnahs, just sitting in the masjid, reading Quran Sharif, the time that we have invested, if we just came to the front serf, and we sat in the front serf, the greatest reward. And the greatest reward is for the place directly behind the imam. And that place is not reserved for the muazzin. We shouldn't cause problems and trouble to people. If somebody, normally we take it that it's for the muezzin, and many places if somebody else stands there, then they have some altercation, some arguments they have. So we should avoid that, but right next to it. That is the best place. And if the muezzin comes early, then he, that place belongs to him. Whoever comes first, there is no reservation. And the muezzin can give his takbir from any place in the masjid. He doesn't have to give it. There's no requirement that it must be given behind the imam, from anywhere where he gets his place. If he comes early and he goes there, that is his place. And even if the the builder of the masjid, who built the masjid, he also has no right to reserve his place. It's not like the church where they pay money and they reserve the place according to the seats they buy. The front seats cost more money and they pay for that. Yeah, there is no reservation. Even if you the mutawalli, whoever it is, that everyone, even the imam, for the namaz, imamate that he's going to make, he'll go on the musalla. But his other sunnahs and that, for him also, there is no place reserved. Whoever comes first. Similarly also, like in the parking, there is no, you cannot reserve the place for the imam also. Imam's place. Even for disabled people. Yes, we can put it that this is for, not reserved for disabled, but for disabled people, so other people consider them and leave that place for them. Otherwise, whoever comes first, it is their place. In the masjid also, everywhere. So Allah has left it, izn-e-am, a general permission for everyone, that we can come and we wherever we get our place. So anyway, so all where we can get the maximum reward in our namazes also, we should see that we get the maximum and don't deprive ourselves of the rewards. Whether it is the first stuff, and even more than that, takbir-e-ula. Takbir-e-ula we can get in the third, fourth stuff, wherever, depending how many musallis. But the first stuff, that reward is more different, completely different. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then as far as possible, we should try and make our namazes in a masjid, not a musalla. The masjid is a masjid, and the sawabs of a masjid, the musalla sawabs are not equal to that. So we should try, especially for Isha namaz in Ramadan, the huffaz who are making in different venues, they should come and they should make their farz namaz in the masjid, so that they get the sawab of the masjid. The musalla doesn't have that sawab which the masjid has got. So Allah Ta'ala make that we understand this and we maximize in everything, in our all our ibadah, we maximize. We have got this little why, whatever effort we are putting, whatever time we are giving, let us see how we can get the maximum returns from here for it. And how much more time we can give, alhamdulillah. So our faraiz we should try and do properly, and with all the other details which we have been explained, we'll repeat again that we make it with our postures properly, outward postures, that is in our control, that we should do. And then become proper musallis, not casual musallis. All the namazes in the masjid, and this is not being pious, this is doing our basic duty. Being pious is reading nafils afterwards. But this is just doing our basic duty. And we are the bandas, the slaves of Allah. And our duty to Allah, these are the basic duties. We are not still pious. Pious means those who are doing nafil, who are doing extra. So at least this we should get in order. And then what our namazes, check our qaza namazes also. And then the quality of our namaz also. And with our qaza namazes, our qaza sajda tilawat, qaza rozas if we have got, inheritance matters we should sort out properly, clearly, and then we will find barakat coming in our lives. Then we should try and increase with nawafil. And the nawafil which have been specified, like ishraq namaz we explained a little bit, about duha, salatu duha, we should try and get that, especially now in Ramadan, and we have freed ourselves. We should be performing all these namazes, the awwabin namaz, the tahajjud namaz. This is what Ramadan means, that all these opportunities have been given and we should be doing that. Then together with that, we explain some other namazes also, Salatul Tawbah. We make Tawbah whenever we have committed a guna, then we should make Salatul Tawbah. And very fortunate is that person who will make every day that Salatul Tawbah, because we are sinning all the time, and we can add it with any other nafil, like the two nafils of Zuhr at the end. In there we can make all the other nafil niyats also. And Allah is so kind that as many niyats as you make, so much sawab Allah Ta'ala will give. If we make, for example, 8-10, we make Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Haja, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, Salatul Safar, and if it's perhaps Tahiyyatul Masjid, Tahiyyatul Wudu, and then the namaz of that time, like it's Tahajjud time, or it's Ishraq time, whichever that we make. And as many niyat, if we make 2 rakats, Allah will give us, like we can make up to 9-10 namazes. So 2 rakats, up to 18-20 rakats namaz. Who of us will make our nafl so much? But Allah has made it easy and still we not taking. That just in that 2 rakats, make all this niyat. And you will get that full sawab. Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayh should sometimes reprimand us and said that is true, you can make all your niyat, but sometimes for some need that you have, some shukr you make only for that. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh told us that, we'll come a bit later to that, but just speak about that, that as many people that we make niyat for, all those people will also get the sawab. So, and the first niyat in any case we should make of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi should say that at least sometimes make 2 rakats only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for on his behalf. Don't always join Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with the rest of the ummah, with everyone. So for as many people, so sometimes we should try and make nafal namazes like that also. So when we do all our nafil, and we have seen that what the great rewards are, and then in Ramadan, all this nafil become the value of a farz. So how much we can earn. So we should not deprive ourselves. So Allah give us tawfiq, and all the nafils as many. Then other nafils there are, like Salatul Tasbih. In there, we can make that niyat also. With all, these are all nafil namaz. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajjah, with Salatul Tasbih also. If it's Ishraq time, you can make that niyat. If it is Tahajjud time, you can make that niyat. And all this you can add. So Salatul Tasbih also we should try. MashaAllah, one of our friends from the first of Ramadan is making his Salatul Tasbih every day. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And we have the time now. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, after Zuhr namaz, when everyone wants to sleep, he should make his Salatul Tasbih. And not read short surahs, but he should read whole suparas in Salatul Tasbih. So it's also one of the great namazes that we can perform. So Allah, and also with this namaz, Allah has given us a mean, like Salatul Hajjah, whatever need we got. You got an illness, you got an addiction, you got many problems, make Salatul Hajjah and keep on making till your problem is solved. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was no food in the house. They told him no food. He didn't go and beg for money. He didn't go and look for a job. He came to the masjid. He made namaz. He went home. Food came. No, didn't come. He went back to the masjid. Went back home. Food came. No. Third time. Then finally, not only the food came, ready cooked food. And most of those cases is Allah sends the food of Jannah through somebody. In this world, Allah gives you that food. So the world, Allah gave us Salatul Hajjah. Salatul Shukr is really to pay Allah Ta'ala for all His innumerable favors, unlimited favors. So we should be making Salatul Shukr also. Then Salatul Tawbah, all our gunas that we have. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajjah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara. All the time we have to be making decisions. The big decisions are different. But even day to day, ordinarily, we all have to make decisions also. And to make the correct decision, that is also only by the help of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah guides a person to make the right decision. So, when we make that namaz, Allah has given us this. But unfortunately, by and large, all of us, we have abandoned this. And we just use material things. All dunya's asbab that we use. But the real asbab Allah gave us, we all have become unmindful, neglectful of it. That is what we should use. So we should try and make all these niyas. And as many niyas as we make, so much thawab we will get. And also our nawafil are there. That on Qiyamah Day, the first thing to be reckoned for will be namaz. And that will be the faraid. To see our faraid. And if there is any shortage, any deficiency, Allah will say, look into his nawafil. Has he got nafils by which the faraz can be fulfilled? The faraz is the most important. And whose namaz will come out right, everything else will go easy for him. And if namaz is faulty, then a person will have problems after that. So if we have nawafil, our faraid, if we were deficient in anything, the nawafil will be able to fall in. So we should try and make our nafils also, not try and avoid them, and not be lazy, not be unmindful of them. They should become also a prime object in our lives. And also there are those people who keep on making namaz. Allah give them the tawfiq. But for us, even our faraids, we are deficient. And then the nawafil and rawatib, this nafils which we are discussing, in there, we hardly, our thought goes to them. And besides that, we should be making more. So as many nafil namazes we make, so much thawab we will get. Then the other thing is, which I mentioned, that for as many people as we make, so much, all those people will get this thawab. So if we make niyat, any good deed, normally, some of us who have that little consciousness, or we learnt it from somebody, that when we give some charity, then we make niyat for our marhum parents also. We have a well dug, we give in a masjid, we give in a madrasa, then we make niyat for our marhum parents. We should make even niyat for our living parents. The salih sawab you can make for the living also. It's normally for those who have passed away. For them we make. But it reaches even the living people, it reaches. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah alayhi, Allah reward Hazrat, he has written elaborately on this. All the proofs, because there are those people, especially the Salafis, and we have got Salafi minds, that they say the sawab doesn't reach other people. And Hazrat said, just don't worry about all them. The fact is, after proving it with all the lies, that the sawab reaches. So we should try and make the niyat for as many people as we can. Starting from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine what our position will come. If somebody is giving you all the time presents, how happy don't you feel that this person is giving me all this presence all the time. And the real presence, on one time, Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, who was the Imam in Kirk Street Masjid, at that time it was the Markaz of the Jamaat also, and mashallah he did a lot of work here, then he went back to India and he did a lot of work of deen there. Anyway, Qari Sahib was also that person. At that time, in Diagonal Street in Johannesburg, that street is still there, they were all our Muslim brothers who were gangsters. Qari Sahib changed their whole direction. He took them out of all that gangsterism of theirs and that, and made them go in Jamaat. And they did afterwards so great work of Jamaat. Anyway, Qari Sahib one time wrote to his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, that I make Qurbani on your behalf, for your sawab. Hazrat Shaykh wrote back, and this is for us to understand. He said that this gift of yours, a gift it is, I appreciate it the most. If you had sent me something to eat, I should have eaten it, and should have gone in the toilet. If you should send me something to wear, I should wear it, and after that it should go in the dustbin. All material things. But this gift of yours, this is permanently in Akhirat. It will, and it increases. The sawab Allah, any neki, a person gives a khajur, one khajur to somebody. Even if you're on the dastarkhan, we give somebody a khajur. Don't become a pest and force it. There is enough khajur. Everyone can. But you just pass it on. One glass of water you give somebody. And if you sacrifice, there was little water left. You didn't drink, you gave it. That one khajur, it comes in the hadith. Allah, like, and people, we make investments. And there are people that you invest with. And then they grow your investment. And they try and make it bigger. Unfortunately, there are a lot of frauds in this field. But there is the system. But with Allah, you make an investment of one khajur. Allah grows it until it becomes like Mount Ohad. Like so much you gave. So even this little we give, Allah grows it all the time. And that is a real investment for Akhirah. Allah, open our eyes really. We have been so blinded. Think for everything for us is only dunya. And whatever of this dunya, whereas the real reality is the real life of Akhirat. And dunya is a short life. And as you grow older, you realize that this dunya's life was nothing whatsoever. And at the time of mort, a person, everyone realizes that it was just like I just came and I'm leaving already. I had no time here. So we shouldn't be fooled with this dunya. The real investment is of Akhirat. And Allah gave us also this opportunity, at least for our marhumin. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that especially those our parents passed away, we inherited from them. And we got money from them. And we don't spend anything for their isale sawab. This is the height of insolence that you got from who you got an inheritance money you didn't work for. It just came free. You got it, and you didn't use it to make some little isali sawab for them. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahab, our Shaykh Damat Barakat, Rahmatullah Ali's son, Maulana Mazhar Damat Barakatum, he says whatever he got, his inheritance from his father, where his father's Qabristan is, just outside the Qabristan, not a big, small Qabristan, there was a madrasa, he built a balcony. And for students to read Quran Sharif, where the sound of it will reach them. So he spent all that for that my father can hear Quran Sharif all the time, the recitation. And this happened. What we do, for those people who are of that level, whatever, we're going to make salam, those people who are of that, they recognize, they give jawab also. So they appreciate all this. And to be buried like next to a pious person, that also benefits a person. To be buried somewhere where you hear adhan, that also benefits a person. So these are all great things. So at least we should make niyat for our nafal namazes. For faraz, we can't make niyat for other people. But for nafal namazes, we can make for as many people as we want to. So we make, and this one friend of ours, he taught me this. That when he donated for the madrasa, he donated for the expense of a student. And then he said, I'm making now my niyyah, and he started from all. And that was an eye-opener for me. I share it also. We also can do it. And they all benefit, and we all benefit. We ourselves benefit. The greatest benefit is for us. So we make niyat whatever nafal ibadat we do. We make tilawat. And the niyat you can make before you start the ibadat, or after you completed it, then you pass the sawab. Or before that I'm making this 2 rakat namaz, the sawab for all these people. Or after you have completed, then you make for whoever you want to. So your tilawat also you can make niyat for everyone. All our nafal ibadat we can do. And the best in this, in making isale sawab, is undoubtedly monetary money that we give away, charity that we give. But even our other physical ibadah, that sawab also reaches all, and it reaches those who have passed away, and it reaches the living people also. They also get the sawab. On one occasion, Sheikh Muhyiddin Mujid, Sheikh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayh was a great sheikh. He was in Spain that time. And what Muslims and Islam, even in deen, what great height they had reached. Anyway, he made a da'wat of a few people. And in that was a young boy also. And it was famous amongst people that this young boy gets kashf, that Allah shows a person something which other people cannot see. Whether it's happening somewhere else at the moment, whether it had happened in the past, or it's going to happen in the future, who Allah wants to, He shows. So, while they were eating, this boy screamed, cried. So the sheikh asked, what's wrong with you? Why suddenly you're just screaming? He says, I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. So the sheikh heard many quotas of 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah. And it comes in the hadith sharif, a person who reads 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. If the person who reads it, he is also forgiven and set free from the fire of Jahannam. And for who you read it, that person is also set free from the fire of Jahannam. So the sheikh had quite a few quotas of 70,000. And to make a quota of 70,000, if we read every day 100 times La ilaha illallah, then in 2 years we'll have a quota. And if we read 200 times a day, every year we can have a quota. And we should try that we do it. Our zikr is 100 times, read another 100 times. Just La ilaha illallah. In between Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we have a quota, we do it every day. Then every year we can have one full quota. And just like Allah give us all tawfiq, qurbani we make for our marhumeen. And what we should do is note it down every year. And every year make for different people. Like for example, we make for Hazrat Abu Bakr 1 year, radiyallahu ta'ala, another year for Hazrat Umar, radiyallahu. How, if we have the capacity and we can do more, we do for all. And we can even make a niyat for all. But specifically, of course, that is specific, that is different completely. We make a niyat for Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, 1 year. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, 1 year. For Imam Bukhari, 1 year. Imam Muslim, 1 year. Like that, there are so many that we can make. So if we note it, then we can every year give. And imagine those people, they get the sawab. They know who send it and they make dua for you. For us to get the dua of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. What is ours? What we going to send? But is there is full appreciation. Like we explained about that person who came from the desert and brought water for the king Harun al-Rashid. And how much he appreciated, though it was dirty water. It was gone off. It's not, you couldn't use it. Not even for washing you could use it. Forget drinking. But that also he appreciated. More than that, this is appreciated there. So anyway, so 100, we should try and read regularly our 100 times. So the sheikh had quite a few quotas of 70,000. So when this happened, without any movement, any words, no facial expression, just in his heart, he immediately made the niyat that once a quota of 70,000, I'm passing to this boy's mother. Immediately he did that, the boy smiled, laughing, happy. He said, now what's wrong with you? He says, I see my mother is in Jannah. The sheikh says, from this what happened, I realize the hadith is a sahih hadith. That I passed the 70,000 sawab and his mother got transferred to Jannah. And from the hadith, I realize that this boy's kashf is correct. He gets proper kashf. He's not just making stories or anything. It is proper kashf that he is getting. And we can see that he just more faster than EFT, electronic transfer of money. Many times if you transfer on the weekend, they will say that it will only be done on Monday, on a working day. But this immediately, and not only did the transfer take place, but his mother got transferred also. From Jahannam to Jannat, immediately she got transferred. And when she was in Azab, she went in the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So, Isal-e-Sawab, we must do. And many people, maybe our family people also, other Muslims, and make for those Muslims, make the niyat that they got nobody, anyone for them. Allah Ta'ala Himself, when Muslim people, and now the family people have also passed away. Who of us remember our great-great-grandfather? We don't even think about, we hardly know who they are. Once that is, then Allah Himself, He showers favors upon them. So we also, those people who are still in difficulty, who because of their gunas, and we make our namazes, our tilawat, and we pass the sawab, and make the niyat specifically for those people. And also the real things that solve our problems in this world also are these amal. So we make the niyat, Ya Allah, by the barakat of this namaz, people who have got difficulties, who are ill, who have got financial problems, who have got fights and arguments between them, relieve them of this also. So that is why Allah gave us this life. Not to waste it on the sports grounds, not to waste it on the telephone, not to waste it on other things, and we think that we are really enjoying life. We are a person who is in filth and dirt, in muck, in sewage, and he thinks he's enjoying. We are in the filth of this dunya, and we are enjoying in that. How stupid can a person be? It's not stupidity, it's not idiocy, it's no iman in that person. A person who looking at other women and enjoying looking at that woman, talking, joking with her, etc. And at that time, Allah's lanat is on that person. That person is engulfed with the flames of Jahannam, and he's enjoying. Who can enjoy? Not even a mad person can be enjoying like that. A person who's got no hit, no feeling whatsoever, who's in azab like this, and he's enjoying. Not only no feeling, but the opposite, he's enjoying. When you're in the fire and you're enjoying, when you are in sewage and you are enjoying, and you are drinking sewage, urine, and you are eating stool, and you enjoying it, what is that person? This is when we are in guna. So Allah gave us this life for a real definite purpose, not for all this filth and dunya, filth and dirt of this dunya. So we can make as much isali sawab for our own benefit, and we can be benefiting all those people. And as much as we can, we try and benefit them also. How many instances are written? One person, he should just go to the Qabristan, and just the dua when we enter the Qabristan. The most famous is, As-salamu alayki ahl al-quburi min al-muslimina wal-muslimat, etc. But there are a few other duas also. This person should read those other duas. One day, for some reason, he couldn't go. So when he slept at night, he saw a lot of people coming in his dream. Man, woman, lot of, who are you people all? They say, we are from the Qabristan. Why you came? He said, today we didn't get your gift, which you give us every day. Not reading three times, Qul Huwallah, that is separate again. Al-Hakumut Takasur, whatever else we will read, that is separate. But just that salam when we make, that they appreciate so much. They say, today we didn't get your gift. So after that he resolved that I won't miss out a single day. I'll make sure I go every day. So let us make isali sawab for all, as many people as we can. Starting from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we should never miss out first Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole world, his existence is in the sadqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our iman, Islam, whatever we have got is in the sadqah. The favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we can never ever repay it whatsoever. And then the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu anhum, from Nabi alayhi salam, they brought the deen. The family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, all his family, then the sahaba, then the tabi'een, tabi' tabi'een, then all the ulama and mashayikh. What great efforts, what big sacrifices. For example, Imam Saraqsi rahmat, all the great buzur. He wrote his kitab Mabsoot when they imprisoned him in a well, at the bottom of the well. He had no access to any library or any kitab, and he dictated the kitab to his students who should bring his food, and he should relieve himself, they should pick it up. Send his food down, he should eat. And he dictated the whole kitab while he was down in a well, which the king of the time put him in prison in a well. And for about between 10 and 15 years roughly, he was there. And he did all this great work. So the ulama, what sacrifices they made, and they gave us deen on the plate today. For us, it's just to make amal. And we don't even think of them. And more closer than that, our own ustads, we don't think. Our ustad, maybe a lady ustad also. a female ustad who taught us alif ba ta tha. Without alif ba ta tha, we could never become hafiz also. We could never become an alim and read Bukhari Sharif also. And if you are teaching in turn, and today if you Allah give the topic, you are writing a commentary on Bukhari Sharif. That also using the same alif ba ta tha. And you are studying big, big kitabs today. Shuruhat, big, big kitabs, and you're a big mufti, and you're a big muhaqqiq, you are still doing it all with the alif ba ta tha. And that maybe a female ustad, she's getting all the sawab all the time. So we should understand what investments Allah Ta'ala, what portfolios, what investments we can be making. People get little bit money, where can I invest my money? And unfortunately, till today, it happens all the time. People swindle them. Good, good people who have got understanding, you can make an investment and they rob you of your money. And it's happening all the time. We don't seem to learn our lessons also. Where we, who we trust, and we, somebody told us this is a very good investment, that is a good investment, and we go and invest, and the real investment is the investment of Akhirah. And when we take over that investment, we invest there. Our dunyas, if we make some small investments, Allah will protect that also, and give barakat in that also. Otherwise, everything just goes. And one person, a good friend of ours, he passed away, Allah give him Jannah. He made investments of some chalets at one of the resorts. And those people who were running it, they were all corrupt. And quite a few people, they made sure nobody occupies their chalets. Now they have to pay all the levies for all those chalets all the time, and no income whatsoever. It became a burden. Now he wanted to sell, he couldn't sell it also. What he thought is a big investment and good return, now it became a big liability and a big burden. But that made him a good, great benefit, tahajjud. He started tahajjud. When he started his tahajjud, it all got sorted out also. And besides that, he became a permanent tahajjud guzar. So sometimes we don't want to take things the straight way. So we want to go roundabout. So Allah says, you want to go roundabout with taking all the knocks, and then you want to become tahajjud guzar, then you want to become righteous, then take the whole long road. But just become straightforward. Make tawbah, istighfar, become obedient to Allah, and without all this knocks of life. This was financial. Some people through medical problems they go through. Some people through domestic problems they go through. So why we want to opt to go the long, the very bad, very bad road? You got a highway which you can travel on. And free traveling, freeway, you've traveled freely on that. But we want to go on not only the corrugated road, but the road that got there comes a little stream in between, there's no bridge. Now you have to even cross that. Through all that difficulties, we want to take that hard road. Allah made it easy for us, but we want to take the hard road. So anyway, we should make niyat for all. The tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the ulama, the mashayikh, make dua for our mashayikh, of our silsila. And then we make dua for our parents, for their parents, until on top, how far it goes. And all their acquaintances also. For all our ustads and teachers, and for all the musannifin of the kutub, the kitabs that we are writing, make misali sawab for them also. Whoever, it may be a lady who taught you your alif ba'ta'asa, but who wrote the alif ba'ta'asa, who printed it. Without that also, we shouldn't be able to read. So make dua for them also. And then may make dua for all our brothers and sisters, our children, our progeny to come till the day of Qiyamah. Then we make dua for our family people, extended family, all our acquaintances, our friends, for everyone. For example, a sheikh must make dua for all his murids also, and pass the sawab to them also. And ustad to all his students also. Pass the sawab. They in turn must do for their ustad also. The murid must do for their sheikh, and the sheikh must do for his murids also. For everyone, all our acquaintances. And inshallah, hoped from Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, as many people we make the niyat for, we will get so much sawab. Like for example, we are sitting and eating together, four or five people. One person, he takes one lukma of food, he puts in one person's mouth. Then he takes again, he puts another person. He's not eating. So they also think he's not eating. So all of them he's going to put in his mouth now. He was giving one to each one. And five people, four of them, they will give him. Now he will get so much. So we make niyat. Then inshallah, Allah will give us also. So it's an easy way of great earning. And the real earning. The earning of the akhirah. As many nafil namazes we make niyat, we will get all that sawab also. For as many people as we make, we will get that sawab also. So Allah is the giver. And Allah, we can get tired taking. Allah does not get tired giving. We can have no more storage place. But Allah Ta'ala's storage doesn't diminish. If Allah gives, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, all the creation, all of them get together in one place. And they ask Allah for everything what they want. And Allah gives everything and 10 times more. It doesn't diminish Allah's treasures even so much. Like you put your finger in the sea and you take it out, what water is on you? Not even a drop of water will fall. Perhaps one drop. But hardly anything, even so much it doesn't diminish the treasure of Allah Ta'ala. And all this is for those people who will do these nawafir. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that governments and big companies and perhaps other companies also give pension to their workers. But for who they give pension was working in the company. If you were not working in a company, you were not working for the government, and now you became old and you tell them, I want pension. Who are you? We don't know you from above, blue soap. Where are you? Where you came from? What you want here? Eh? But if you are working, without even asking, they're going to give. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, they learn from the system of Allah to give pension. Not that they are giving, they learn from Allah's system. So Allah's system is when you become old, and now in your old age, you couldn't do the ibadat you were doing. You are doing your faraiz properly, you are doing your nawafil also, and so now if we are doing it, now you become old, you have become, Allah save us all, paralyzed, you got a stroke, you can't do it anymore. Allah tell the malaika, my banda, he was doing it all the time. Still give him the same sawab. So Allah gives pension also. But if you are working for Allah, if we weren't making namazes, what pension are we going to get? We were not working in the company of nafil namazes. We were working in the company of a furniture company, some other company, whatever company, car company, whatever companies we were working, we were not working in the nafil company business. Then we can't get that to work in that company. Now is the time. And during your youth, you can do good work. You do all your good work. Now in old age, you can't do. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave also. Government and government regulations that you get sick leave 3 weeks in a year. Allah sick leave as long as you are sick. 3 years or 30 years. As long as you are sick, if you are working in that company of Allah Ta'ala, you are making your namazes, your nafils, everything. Now you got sick. Now because of your sickness you can't do. That was old age. This is because of your sickness you can't do. You're still a young person, 30 years. Somebody bullet shot and now you just paralyzed. You're a cabbage. Allah says, my banda, now he can't do it. He's now ill. He's got this problem, that problem. But he was doing it as long as he could. Keep on writing the sawab. Now you are earning without working. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, Muft ko mile khane ko, to kai ko jaye kamane ko. When you get free food, then why are you going to earn? You are getting your food, Allah is giving your sawab free. You just now lying and Allah is giving your sawab. Allah Ta'ala gives travel allowance also. That when a person goes on safar, 4 rakats namaz become 2 rakats. And if you don't want to make your sunnat muakkada, it's also because of travel, you couldn't do it. You'll still get the sawab. Your nafils you couldn't do because of your travel. Allah tells, my banda is on safar now. He can't manage all this, but give him the sawab also. So Allah gives travel. But condition, start working in the company of nafil namaz. In the company of Allah's ibadat. Then Allah Ta'ala will give all this. And this Allah will give, and it will just accumulate with a person all the time. So Allah has given us this opportunity, and there is no better time to start with this than the month of Ramadan. Now we start 2 hour nafil namazes. Gain the closeness of Allah. Gain the close proximity, wasila. That is the close, intimate love relationship with Allah Ta'ala. To gain wasila. And that is outwardly, on the outside also you are close to Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly also you are true banda of Allah. Inside also you are just attached to Allah Ta'ala. No sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. You are bas Allah Ta'ala. You become mine, O Allah. And you make me yours, O Allah. And so this is this month. And in all this, the taqwa also Allah gives in this month of Ramadan. That we will use our eyes now just in the pleasure of Allah. And we ourselves will see the enjoyment also and the great barakat in our eyes, in our speech, in our hands, everything. When we are in conformity with the laws of Allah, Allah will give all this goodness. So Allah has given us this great opportunity. That is, we don't know whether we will see iftari now, whether we will see tomorrow's day, where we are still waiting for next year's Ramadan. Now is the time. Do it now as much as we can and correct our lives and do our earnings for akhirat. Don't waste it for this dunya. Allah give us all tawfiq and let us prepare in the correct direction, inshallah.